Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. We start in Alberta, where the United Conservative government has tabled a bill that would give it unprecedented powers over the province's municipalities. From the shape of municipal elections to veto power over bylaws, the bill calls for sweeping changes to the way municipal governments govern their communities. Julia Wong reports.
Bill 20, entitled the Municipal Affairs Statutes Amendment Act.
Alberta Municipal Affairs Minister Rick McIver says the goal of the bill is to create more transparency and accountability in local politics. It paves the way for political parties on the municipal level, specifically Edmonton and Calgary as part of a pilot project, and would ban automated voting machines. If passed, the bill would also give cabinet powers to remove councillors in the name of public interest. The bill could also allow Alberta's cabinet to force municipalities to repeal or amend bylaws the province doesn't like, powers that McIver hopes never have to be used.
Your cabinet can't explain it, why they would make such a decision, then they shouldn't make it.
The new powers cabinet could have are anti-democratic, says Edmonton City Councillor Andrew Knack.
The way it's written right now sounds like it's very much about intimidation and silencing.
If the bill is passed, the Alberta government says it will develop regulations in consultation with municipalities in the coming months. Julia Wong, CBC News, Edmonton.
The Aminjong First Nation in southwestern Ontario is under a state of emergency. It was declared as air quality monitors are showing high levels of benzene. First Nation says it comes from a nearby chemical plant owned by the multinational company INEOS. The company recently announced a temporary shutdown at the plant to address an operational issue. First Nation is located just outside Sarnia, Ontario. Air Canada is apologizing for an incident on a flight this week involving a sacred headdress belonging to the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. Linda Ward has the details.
Cindy Woodhouse-Nepinak normally travels with the headdress in a case on her lap or in carry-on storage, but on a flight Wednesday, Air Canada staff took it away, put it in a plastic bag, and tried to put it into cargo storage because they said there was no room in the cabin. She says the situation got tense, words were exchanged with her staff, the pilot came out and brought the case back. Woodhouse-Nepinak then took to social media and said in a statement, Air Canada needs a protocol for First Peoples so that we're not harassed for our sacred items. Air Canada quickly reacting to this, saying that they have reached out to the National Chief to better understand, to apologize. They've issued a statement of their own saying Air Canada understands the importance of accommodating customers with items and symbols of sacred cultural significance. They add that they are reviewing their policies. Linda Ward, CBC News, Toronto.
Over the next 2 years, 30 paramedics from Australia will be moving to Nova Scotia. This follows a recruitment trip earlier this year that saw provincial officials fly to Australia in search of accredited, experienced, advanced care paramedics. The province says the scope of Nova Scotia's medical practice is similar to Australia's. The first 13 paramedics will start work in July. The remaining 17 will be on the job as of early next year. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing meeting with senior Chinese officials and with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I look forward in these discussions to being very clear, very direct about the areas where we have differences and where the United States stands. And I have no doubt you will do the same on behalf of China. But I underscore again, it's important that we do that.
On Blinken's agenda is Russia, Taiwan, and trade. President Xi has issued a statement saying China and the U.S. should be partners and not rivals. Meanwhile, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, says the platform is not for sale. This after the U.S. Congress passed a bill this week demanding that the app be sold to a non-Chinese buyer or it will be banned in the United States. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.